Hey girl, hey, and thanks for dropping into the Switch Pivot or Quit podcast. Candid convo for the girl needing a lifestyle plot twist when she's deciding if it's time to switch, pivot, or quit. I'm Ayana Angel, and I am your host as well as chief encourager and author. In order for you to hang out with us in this awesome space, all that's required for you to do is sit back, open your mind, and enjoy the show. Today we're talking about the book chat book of the month for February, which is The Keys by DJ Khaled. If you're unfamiliar with our book chats, they happen monthly and podcast episodes for them will be released the last Tuesday of each month. As your chief encourager, I do the book chats because I want to invite you into reading along with the books that I'm reading. There's a new book each month and the upcoming books are listed on the Life According in her website under the books tab. The goal is to offer you new information, new ideas and concepts. And, you know, when you consume information, it just helps you to get your wheels turning. For those who are looking to be more creative, it helps you to be more creative. It helps you to just expand your mind and get your creative juices flowing. So I love it. And I'm glad and happy to be able to share these book chats with you. So the February book chat book of the month, like I mentioned, it is The Keys by DJ Khaled. It was released in November 2016. And if you're unfamiliar with DJ Khaled, he is a music industry mogul. He's an executive, he's a producer, he's a recording artist, and he's made dozens of songs that you've probably heard before with collaborations with other artists like Jay-Z, Nas, Kanye, Drake, the list goes on and on. He's the founder of the We The Best music group, and he's been signed to, you know, the hugest labels like Def Jam, Universal. So if you're unfamiliar with him, you've probably been under a rock somewhere because he has been all the buzz, especially within this last year for his Snapchats. His Snapchat is huge. I think last I heard he had about 6 million following him on Snapchat. And because of his efforts on Snapchat, his brand, his name recognition, everything just really took off. And a lot of people that may not have been necessarily checking for him before, they're definitely checking for him now. He's gotten endorsements and all types of deals as a result of his exposure and the type of content that he generates on his Snapchat. And I really do think that this book was probably a result of his popularity on Snapchat. So how did I come to read The Keys? Actually, a friend emailed me and suggested that I check it out. So I did. I'll tell you quickly how this book chat is going to work if you're unfamiliar with the book chats. So I'll tell you my five faves about the book, and hopefully you'll be able to pick up a new gem of information that will make you think, offer a new perspective, or make you say, dang, I really need to go and read that book. In which case, you can then go to lifeaccordingtoher.com and click on the book tab to order your own copy. So my first thoughts initially with this book is that Khaled does a great job branding from the beginning and staying on message using We The Best. We The Best is his thing. It's been his tagline. It's been his slogan. You know, he obviously named one of his record labels after it. So it's his thing. He incorporates it immediately. And then he also always talks about this they. We all have been guilty, I'm sure, of saying they. You know, they said that. I heard it from them. They, you know, when we don't want to specifically say who we're talking about. But in Khaled's instance, he says things like they don't want you to win. So he's not necessarily talking about anyone in particular that he could pinpoint if he had to. He's more so talking about the theys of negativity. The theys being the people as a group and as a unit that tried to bring you down or infiltrate your thoughts with negativity on a day-to-day basis. He has done such a great job of dropping gems and expanding his audience on Snapchat that I'm sure this book had to happen so that he could have a way to collect all of his 10-second bits of insights into one place. above anything else, with this book, you walk away wanting to be friends with Khaled. You want to have him as a mentor, if you could. You want to have him as your wise uncle or older cousin, depending on your age. So that's the vibe that I got from it. It's definitely, it has a high energy just like him. You feel, if you're remotely familiar with Khaled at all, you almost feel like he's talking to you, like you could hear his voice. We all know his voice and how it sounds. So you definitely get that good vibe and that good energy from it. So let me hop into my five faves from this book. So I love that he talks about and encourages being yourself and putting in the work, but that it won't be easy. He really highlights his work ethic. And I think that's super important because a lot of times, especially people that are new to experiencing DJ Khaled, they think that, you know, oh, where did he come from? He's a guy in the music industry that had all of this crazy success on Snapchat and now he's on. No, actually, he's been working, doing his thing for years as a DJ and then, you know, as an artist and producing albums and stuff. So he talks about having, you know, the rough times that he went through, but he's also talked about staying true to himself throughout everything that he's gone through and just staying true to his work ethic as well. So I like that he talks about being yourself because you can't be anybody else better than you can be yourself. And in this book, my second fave was that you really get a sense of his glow up, his story and how far he's come. Like when he talks about moving to New Orleans for a year to grind. So he's originally, we associate DJ Khaled with Miami, but he is originally from Orlando. And he mentioned that he talked about working in his parents' store. They had like a menswear where they made specialty suits and stuff, custom suits. So he talked about working in his parents' store when he was younger. He talked about the trials and tribulations that his family went through when they lost everything basically, and they ended up moving to New Orleans to pretty much start over. And he does mention that his family is from Palestine, and I guess they had some family in New Orleans that they were able to move with and sort of try and rebuild. During that time, he decided to stay in Orlando, but then things switched for him and he was constantly trying to scrape together to pay his rent and things like that. He had his own apartment. So finally, he just said, I'm going to suck it up. I'm going to move to New Orleans where my family is. I'm going to work hard and hustle for a year. I'm going to save up the money that I need to get myself back to Orlando, to get myself back to Florida and really make this thing happen. So he was super dedicated with that. And I like that he told that story because that lets you know that things didn't come easy for him, and he knows what it's like to sacrifice, and he was willing to make the sacrifice to get himself to the place that he envisioned himself being in. He envisioned himself being like the hottest DJ, and while he was in New Orleans, he talked about working at a record store and how he developed relationships with Baby and Lil Wayne of Cash Money and stuff because they would come into the record store that he worked in. And he was also mindful of the relationships that he was developing even way back then. So another key that I really liked, and this is not my fave, but I'm going to throw this in there, is that his relationships are super important to him, and you see it interwoven throughout the entire book. So my other fave is, leading into that, the interludes from industry peers. I thought they were great. They told the story of these different people's relationships with DJ Khaled, people like industry executives, people like Diddy, just everybody that you can think of. He had them, and I don't really even know how he pulled this off, but he's Khaled, so who knows. He had them write excerpts about their relationship with him, whether it be like people like the Kool & Dre producers, how they got started and how they got to know him and how their relationship developed, or projects that he's worked on with different people. They just told their stories of their relationships with him, their knowledge of him and his character and who he has been to them since way back. And it just gave you a foundation for how people see him. And you could tell that he's good at marketing himself throughout this whole book and just period and everything that he tells you, because this theme toward the end just makes you, this theme of having other people write these sort of like interludes about him, it sort of just makes you think that he's the man, because so many people pretty much seem to vouch for him via these, I'm calling them interludes because he's a music guy, but via these interludes, it just seems like constantly you have person after person, industry person, or just person with some type of influence and clout vouching for him. So that's another way that he's pretty much marketing himself, so that by the time you walk away from this book, you're thinking like, DJ Khaled, I just want to be affiliated with him, even if you didn't feel that way before. So my fourth fave is that the entire book is written in a practical daily conversation type of way. And I'll say this, because I did like that, which means it's, you can digest the information and the concepts that he's talking about, you can digest them really easy. So I did like it for that reason. But I will say that although it's perfect for his target audience, because many of them may be young, still finding their way through the early years of life and not, you know, seasoned as readers, if you're a person that's looking for a bit more depth and insight to DJ Khaled's success, you probably won't find what you're looking for in this particular book. I'll just leave that there and let you know that. I do think that this would be a really good read for every new or aspiring rapper. If I was management or A&R or, you know, artist development or something, I would make all of my acts read this book because it relates really well to hip hop culture, and it's not so much for an aspiring entrepreneur or a corporate climber for, you know, that may be looking for the hard facts. It's for the person that needs some of that relatable, everyday big brother type of advice. In its own way, it's like a loose roadmap for Khaled's success and ideas for how to incorporate his lessons that he's learned in life and that he's used into your own life's experiences. Now, my fifth fave is that you pick up that loyalty vibe, that discipline. You get that all of those things are really big for DJ Khaled. He seems to be very intentional about his moves, and he admits to embracing being a role model. And that's probably because he knows that he's a good dude and that he doesn't have intentions of making an ass of himself in any way. He's gonna be a stand-up guy, and he talks about being aware of everything that you do, especially out there in the public eye. You know, he's very mindful of his perception and also what people perceive about him and what he puts out there for them to receive about him. So I like that that you get this very genuine, good person from him. Never had the pleasure of meeting him in person, but I feel like if you do, you're going to, and if you have the chance to sit down with him and the opportunity to really experience him, you'd experience a genuine guy. That's what it sounds like. And I've throughout the course of my career working in entertainment in LA and in New York, I've encountered and met my fair share of celebrities. And sometimes people meet your expectation of who you think that they might be from observing from afar. And sometimes people are super disappointing. You're like, oof, you're kind of an ass, or he or she's kind of like not so nice. And it's disappointing, but I feel like if you were to meet Khaled, he probably would be genuine and the same person that you get the idea that he is from everything that you've consumed about him, you know, through the media or through what he puts out there. So those are my five faves, and a couple of the keys that he points out in the book, I just want to share a couple of them with you. The ones that I think, you know, they're practical, but they make sense and you see why he could include them. So one of them was stay away from they. So to me, that's, you know, he's talking about staying away from the negativity and surrounding yourself with the positive things and not allowing the they mentality and the things that they might say to try and hold you back to infiltrate your space of expansion and your space of trying to do better and wanting to do more. So I really liked that. And then he talks about glorifying your success. And you can tell that he's a super humble person, but he knows that he's talented and he knows that he's got it. And he talks about being cut from special cloth. And if you're special cloth, then you got to know that you're special cloth and you have to move a certain way. You have to respect yourself a certain way. So glorifying your success goes in hand with all of that. It's like saying, like, I'm not shouting from the rooftops that I'm the best just because I think I am. I have the work ethic. I have the results. I have everything else to prove it and to back it up. So I don't mind glorifying my success because I'm proud of myself and I should be proud of myself. And he does mention that thing where, you know, like your mom used to tell you, if you don't, you know, think you're great, then nobody else is going to think you're great. So he talks about that too. And the other key that he talks about is keeping two rooms cooking at the same time. So for him, he relates it to studios. Like, that's his first thing that he likens it to. Like, when he's in the studio, he may have one artist working in one room, one studio room, and he may have another artist working in another studio room, and he has multiple things cooking at the same time because you don't want to get so complacent to where you think you're so great at something or you think that something is so popping for you that you kick your feet up and then you don't realize that, you know, there's so much more to be done and there's so much that there's better out there that can be done and there's bigger and you have to keep chasing that and you have to keep going for the win. And he talks about that win, no matter what type of mentality, like even when you win, that's another one of the keys, the win, because he's like, even when you win, you keep going, you don't get complacent. You think about the next win. Okay, what's the next opportunity? What's the next deal we're signing? What's the next big project we're working on? So I really like that win mentality and that being confident in yourself. Overall, The Keys was a really good read. It was an easy read. I'd recommend it if you need a mood booster at any point in time in your day, in your life, in your month, whatever is going on. I just really got the vibe that DJ Khaled is a dope person that you would want to spend at least 30 minutes with if you could, to just see what kind of jewels and gems he would drop on you about life and experience and moving forward and growth, because you definitely get that vibe and that feeling for a constant growth from him. So I can appreciate that. Well, that does it for the February book chat. I hope you check out the book, The Keys by DJ Khaled. Next month's book chat book will be The Success Principles, How to Get from Where You Are to Where You Want to Be by Jack Canfield. This episode of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast is brought to you by the Switch, Pivot, or Quit SPQ Strategy Sessions. If you are looking to make a change in your personal, professional life, and you just kind of stuck on what's next, how do I get started, what do? I need to talk this through with someone. I need some tools. I need some encouragement. I need some ideas. I need some resources. I need solutions. If you are feeling like that, the Switch, Pivot, or Quit Strategy Sessions are perfect for you. Head over to switchpivotorquit.com and book your session today.